Welcome back. This is WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. I'm Sarah, and you are now listening to Broad Spectrum Serenade on Tufts Freeform Radio. Wow, it's good to be back. This is my third semester DJing here at the station, but I was not here over the summer, so I may be a little bit shaky with transitions and getting back into the role of things, but I've got a 2-hour slot today, longer than my typical 1-hour slot, so I'm going to be playing a ton of music, maybe not talking so much, but I do have, for the first time in my show history, a friend coming in, a guest, hopefully within the next 10 or 15 minutes. And we'll see how that goes. I'm pretty excited. Anyway, back to the music.
Love. boxes in a row. Neighbors and friends that you don't know. Here's a five, go wait in line. Can't you see I'm doing fine? It's what I've always wanted. Two little kids out on the lawn. Once we had love, now it's gone. Good things haven't happened yet. I'm empty as a movie set. It's what I've always wanted. Hey, here's to you, California. Beautiful haze of suburbia.
junk at heart, there's junk in my mind. So hard to leave you all alone. We get so drunk that we can hardly see. And what use is that to you or me, baby? See, I notice nothing makes you shatter. No, no. You're a lover of the wild and a joker of the heart. And are you mine? I wanna make you happy. I wanna make you feel alive. Let me make you happy. I wanna make you feel alive at night. I wanna make you happy. To be sunk, and life is no race. When I'm not happy, I'm in disgrace. So I spend time kissing on you.
Get it out of her heart now. Da 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 da. arms around me and bathe my skin in water cool and cleansing and feel what it's like to be new. 'Cause in my head there's a Greyhound station where I set my thoughts
the border.
I'm
my soul tolls. I know my soul tolls.
Welcome back. I am here with my good friend John C. Murfeld. And I am currently trying to get him on mic four, which is not working. Okay, so how do I do it?
Profile, and then, okay, you're there. Scroll down to like whichever of the four mic settings.
Okay, I will do four mic and aux. Enter.
Okay, now I should, and then you just gotta bring in my fader.
Oh no.
What?
Oh no, I don't see.
There should be one.
Is it on the screen?
No, it's on the board.
It says CD 1, 2, 3. Do you want to come over here? Oh man. Oh man, I am so sorry, guys.
Bad radio.
Oh man, first day back and I am already bad on the job. Okay, so I think we have to go to options, maybe?
Really? Okay, I can always do it from the board. Hold on, let me just...
Thank you. Thank you. This is,
Yeah, can I, am I coming through? Wow. Yes, I am.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. First guest. Can you tell based on my professional setup of the microphone?
Yeah, my show is of a different flavor, so different skills.
Oh yes, I've noticed. I am a long-time listener.
Yeah, check out the Electric Hour, 8 a.m. Wednesdays. I hope that's okay for me to plug on your
definitely.
Show.
Definitely. You plugged in the microphone, you are well...
yeah,
can
I just
plug
don't,
here.
I don't want people to have to choose between our shows, Sarah.
Oh no.
I don't.
No. But they aren't at the same time.
If people only want to allot 1 hour a week to WMFO, I don't.
Oh man. Well, that's tricky. But I think I know the obvious choice here. And it's not mine.
Yeah, right. Well, I don't know if it's ours either. How many online listeners do you have right now?
How many? Let's see. Wow. 8 on the mobile stream.
Okay.
And 1
mobile
on the
stream.
MP3 stream.
Okay.
But none of you wanted to listen to me in high quality. Which is fine. I get it. Anyway.
You sound better fuzzed out a little bit.
Oh, I do?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, that's fine.
As someone who's often heard you talk from behind a thick door or a muffled carpet, definitely how you sound best.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm being facetious, Sarah.
Yes, no,
I'm just checking. You sounded genuinely...
Sometimes I sound too agreeable.
You sounded genuinely alarmed by what I just said, so I wanted to make sure.
So I'm going to... Or actually, would you like to read the PSA?
I can try. I am not wearing any kind of eye correction right now, but I would love to try. Can I just see how big the type is?
It's fairly large.
Oh, this is something I think I can do.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Wow, this is... Man, this is an A that the P needs to be S'd. I'll tell you that.
Yes.
Okay. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Oh, God.
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fall off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone.
Oh my God.
That is bull honky. There's no way that's true.
Actually, I can totally... You know what?
150,000?
150,000.
I'm sorry. We got to take
unsuspecting.
We got to take a quick math
ladder
break.
Victims.
All right, Sarah, let me just lay something on you.
Okay.
Let's assume
lay it on
Let's
me,
assume
John.
Around 300 million people, right? Uh-huh. Okay, so that is, let's call half of that 150 million people.
Wow, that's a lot of people.
Okay. So that is one in every 200 people in the country.
Oh my God.
Lands in the trauma ward because of a ladder injury every year. I don't think that is true.
Well, I don't know.
All right, I'll continue with the announcement.
Please do.
Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. What?
I chose this PSA for a reason.
Who wrote this? It's so glib. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. Oh, okay, yep. I thought it was going to be like the American Ladder Society.
Yeah.
A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Wow.
Wow, that is spectacular.
Yes. Thank you for that.
150,000. I mean, come on. That's, hold on.
You know, I just moved in to
That's 500 a day. I mean, that's...
Maybe it happens. I had to fix a smoke detector in my house.
Yeah?
And I had to get up on a ladder.
Okay.
And I was very near falling.
Really?
So I don't... And I secured it properly, but, you know...
Yikes. Well, I guess you could have been one of those... I guess one
I could have been, but I was not, thankfully.
It's crazy. I kind of wish that they had included some real tips in the PSA.
Right.
Not just like, be afraid.
Yeah.
Go to this website.
Instilling fear
yeah.
in the public.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely got me afraid.
True.
But if it, you know, even if it just had a classic, like, hey, you know, don't, what's a good ladder tip? As someone who's recently been on a ladder, sir.
Oh, man.
What can you tell us?
Make sure it's secured.
Sure.
Wear proper shoes.
Sure.
Or no shoes at all, so long as you have good footing.
Okay, so there's a dangerous middle ground of loose, floppy shoes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't let black cats walk under your ladder.
Oh, especially near the Halloween season.
Yeah,
I mean,
we're really close.
We're getting to prime scare time.
I know.
Pretty soon.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, do you have a costume?
I have a few.
Really?
One of them I wore last year, so I don't know if I should.
Wait, what
be an
was
outfit
that?
Repeater.
I don't know if I.
A mermaid.
Oh.
Well, a modern mermaid.
Oh,
I had
really?
A Starbucks t-shirt and mermaid leggings and mermaid makeup.
Wow.
Yeah.
This
was before I went to any majors parties.
Okay. So, yeah, I may not have seen you in full swing yet.
No.
Well, what's on the menu for this year apart from that?
Well, Sleeping Beauty.
Interesting.
An excuse to sleep on a sofa if I get tired.
Sure, sure.
Cookie Monster.
That sounds like a very involved costume.
Yes, but I have the perfect fleece jacket for it.
Is it dark blue?
It's blue. It is dark blue. It is one of my favorite jackets.
Yeah, I know the one you're referring to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Hey, I don't...
I'm flattered.
Well, honestly, in the wintertime, people's jackets are a good way to recognize them from a distance.
True.
For a fellow like me. So yeah. I know what everybody... I mean, I couldn't necessarily tell you what everybody's backpack looked like, but if you showed me a bunch of backpacks, I could tell you whose they were.
Yeah.
It's a good... Okay, Cookie Monster. So a fleece doesn't quite sound like enough to really sell it,
no,
but that's okay.
No, I'll carry around a bag of cookies
okay.
and eat them throughout the night.
So a girl in a blue jacket with some cookies
yeah.
is a Cookie Monster.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Fair enough.
Do you have any costume plans?
Well, not exactly. Not for, like, party mode costumes. Right. However, Jared Moskowitz and I, who I believe you know.
Yes, I do.
You know. He and I are in a, like, a... We're in like a half credit like seminar class where everyone gives a talk every week, or somebody gives a talk every week, and we both signed up for Halloween because it's a Monday.
Oh.
And we want to go, since the physics thing, we want to go as a particle and its antiparticle, so maybe like an electron and a positron.
I love that.
The only great problem idea. With that is that one of my other friends, this girl Sadie, was her whole high school like senior physics class was the whole standard model of elementary particles, and I have made fun of her for that constantly in the years that I've known her, and I would feel like a pretty big hypocrite mm-hmm. if I were to be like an electron or like an antineutrino, you know, something like that. So
understand.
There's a lot of moral underpinnings to my choice, but you know, and even for like going out to like do Halloween, I don't know if I want to just be like a neutrino.
Right.
But it could be kind of cool.
It could be. I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that or maybe Hillary Clinton would be a fun costume.
Yes. Get a nice, sleek pantsuit.
Oh, yeah. She's got great outfits these days.
She does.
I really love her style.
She does. So I'm just going to quickly go through some of the songs we played
earlier
in the hour because I forgot to do that earlier. So we started off with Banshee by Santa Gold.
Oof, Santa Gold.
Yes.
Tight.
Great. I love
tight
that.
Tight group. I'll try not to comment on all of these, but...
Please do, if you want to.
Okay.
Then came The Shins with their song Australia, one of my personal favorites. Then All the Small Things by Blink-182. And Blink-182's California off of their new eponymous album. Oh, well, not eponymous, because it's not called Blink-182, but it's called California, so same name, which came out in the summer, and I'm super excited about. Then came Lost Kitten by Metric, Junk of the Heart
Love
by
Metric.
The Kooks, Simple Girl by some guy named Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr.
Whoa!
I know!
You should just go by the third.
I would hope so, but apparently maybe it was an artistic choice.
Yeah, that's true.
So following Junior Junior was Death Cab for Cutie's Soul Meets Body, then Blur's Coffee and TV. Oh man, I played so many.
Well, it is the radio.
Laying down on the job. Kemosabe by Everything Everything, and what you just heard, finally, was Running with the Wolves by Aurora. Wow.
Yeah, how many was that in total?
Oh, man. I want to say like 10 to 15, maybe.
Oh, so you're not going to count.
It doesn't have the numbers, it just has
despite
checks.
Despite how easy it would be for you to count.
Yes, I am not, well, mm-hmm. I can count, but...
You don't need to, Sarah.
I'm not here to force you to count up
a bunch of songs. That's not what...
Don't make me do math on my own show.
I won't. That'd be very rude of me.
Yeah.
Very rude.
Though you did do a lot of ladder math.
I did. Yeah. I did a little. That's okay for me to do, though.
Yeah,
I don't want to make you do it.
You wouldn't make me do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so we've also... It is donation season here at WMFO, so I think I've got a PSA for you. John, do you have a preference for the PSAs? We've got a Magic School Bus donation PSA.
Okay.
Strike the Box PSA.
Oh, that's another show.
Oh,
that's
man.
Somebody's show
oh, wait,
name. I've subbed for.
Oh no.
I've subbed for Strike the Box.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll just do the Magic School Bus Donation PSA.
Oh, can you play it? It's
yeah.
an audio. Oh, cool.
Yeah,
do it.
Otherwise, I would say it.
Right. Brennan and I just set ours yesterday.
Oh.
But.
Well.
Okay. No, do it.
I'll try. Here we go.
4, 3, 2, 1, blast off! What's happening? A field trip! Welcome to outer space class. Watch out! What was that? What happened? We're lost in space!
At what point does this become a PSA?
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Technically true.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yep. It's...
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
You heard it here, folks. You heard it here. Donate to WMFO today.
In no uncertain terms. I mean, nothing could have been clearer than what you just heard.
Oh, by no means.
Wow.
By no means.
Wow. I feel like I need a bath. That was quite an adventure.
You went on a trip, yes.
Wow.
Wow, wow, wow. But key points. Donations.
Outer space, I guess.
Radio waves never die, but without your donations here at WMFO, maybe they could.
We might all die.
Yeah.
That's true. That was a counterintuitive.
Right?
It says radio waves never die, but then it's like...
Oh, man.
But we also need to be sustained.
Yeah. Well.
Yikes. Wow. That...
That was exciting.
It really was.
I can honestly say I've never experienced... anything like that here at WMFO before today.
I would agree. I don't think I'm sorry for yawning.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
I would agree, though. I don't think I've ever experienced anything like that either.
Yeah. Well.
And I've done some crazy things in this studio.
Oh. Oh. Wow.
The likes of
the
which.
The walls can talk, can't they?
Let's ask them. The likes of which your listeners would be freaking out if they could hear.
Yeah.
When the stories the walls could tell.
Yeah.
About my exploits.
All 9 listeners.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Although, wait, maybe you should refresh the page. I'm not sure if it live updates.
Oh, man.
Maybe. I bet some people have left since I arrived.
Oh, no, we still have 9.
Wow. Hey, thanks, guys.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Hey, to the freshman couple who left their laptop open while they're making out in Haskell, thanks a lot. I hope I'm not making it weird, but, you know.
No, that's fine.
Just be safe.
We're supported by viewers like you. Listeners like you. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yikes.
I thought it was audio. Nope.
There's no camera feed.
Nope. Thank goodness.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, me and Sarah are in a pretty compromising position here, so you don't want to see that.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're nearing the end of this hour, but I've still got some time here because someone backed out of their first radio show of the semester.
You make that sound like they were frightened of it. I bet they just had a conflict.
I'm sorry. No,
they
no.
They backed out.
No. They had other plans.
They came out front. They looked up at this imposing building and they just couldn't work up the nerve to come upstairs.
That's not my intention. I apologize. Yes, I'm so sorry. Did not mean to say that. So... Oh, man. Way to put my foot in my mouth.
Yeah, seriously. Especially when we're in this compromising position. It's really... very difficult for you to also have a foot in your mouth.
I know. Anyway, I think we'll get back to some music here. This is, just to remind you, WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, and you are listening to Broad Spectrum Serenade. Here we go. Never mind. I have to find aux 1. And I have to set that again. Let's see.
It should be there.
It moved with...
Well, it should be on the board still.
No, because mic 4 was where aux 1 was. So...
I'm so sorry. I ruined everything.
No, that's fine. Enter. Oh, I got it. Okay. Great. This is good.